Brother Teo, I look into your explanations on the third noble truth. From us, when we are, from my background, saying that it is a truth on cessation of suffering. But really, what struck my mind just now when Brother Teo said, that you need not be suffering.
Yeah, there suffering is a way may out. Not be. But so, that is the essence of the third noble truth.
Yeah.
If enlightenment in the here and now, but there is a noble truth of this cessation of form and mind. Means enlightenment in the here and now is possible. Means I don't have to suffer. So what people make mistake is, when I ask people what is the first noble truth, you know what they tell me or not? Life is full of suffering. Dukkha la, suffering la. That's why sometimes other religion make fun of Buddhism. He said, what you study? You study suffering. We study love, compassion. That's why they attract more followers and people in the early days. But nowadays, you know how to explain. The Buddha never said life is suffering. Understand not? He said prevalence of suffering. Suffering is everywhere. You don't have this understanding and this teaching. That's why you don't know how to explain. And when people mention all this, you don't know how to counter to explain. So this noble truth, the third noble truth on the enlightenment possibility is very beautiful. But to me, if this is possible, then suffering need not be. Why should I suffer? Understand? Like the Buddha realized underneath the Bodhi tree, if this physical body is not him, the form and mind is not him, then where got problem with old age, sickness and death? Understand? It pertains to this physical body. That's why in the five daily contemplation, he said, this body of ours is of the nature to grow old, get sick, and die. For it goes the way of nature. It doesn't belong to you. That's why he awakened. So the reality in the first number two, you can get entangled and become afflicted is because you don't understand the third number two. You don't understand the awakening understanding that the Buddha has taught us under his teaching. So this third noble truth, enlightenment in the here and the now is possible, is very profound, very difficult to realize. This cessation of dukkha. You must know the difference. No? Cessation of dukkha and the absence of dukkha are two different things. No? Absence of dukkha doesn't mean you enlightened. No? Understand? No? When you radiate metta, you got suffering or not? You don't have it. When you have good thought, you don't have suffering there. Is that cessation? No, it's a mind state. It's not cessation. It's absence of suffering. But a lot of people in the early day, they don't understand. They tell me absence of suffering is enlightenment. It's because to them, they say, no more suffering. But that moment when you are without suffering, it doesn't mean you are enlightened. Because when you confront the first noble truth reality without understanding, you can fall back into suffering. And that is not enlightenment. So the absence of suffering is not enlightenment. But the cessation, the one that cultivate and go through the cessation, they won't suffer anymore. But they realize the form and mind is not what they are. And there is another state which is beyond thought, beyond mind. We call it the cessation. Means when there is the unconditioned, means no more condition. Everything ceases. Even the pure awareness nature also ceases. And then you realize the unconditioned. That's how enlightenment in the here and the now can be realized. Okay, good.
Good afternoon, and all calamitas. I find that today's Brother Teo's presentation from this angle is really spot on.
Yeah.
Because most people, when you talk about Four Noble Truths, the word suffering always exists there.
Yeah.
And it really deters the people from learning more.
Yeah,
you see, it's because so boring, nothing but suffering.
Yeah,
but from this angle, I'm sure the younger generation will realize, will be able to...
That's why the real Buddha's teaching, the Buddha Dharma, is not what the traditional, the traditional teachings way of explaining thing. No, because when I read the thing, I understood it this way straight away in the year 71. I don't know why other people cannot understand. Then when I went to the university, when I went to Brickfield, then I listened to all the Friday talk, Sunday talk. Then I realized everybody interpret the First Noble Truth as life is suffering. When I go to SJPA, give talk also, you ask Yingbi, so many of them put up their hand at the back, life is suffering. I said, no, who tell you life is suffering? Then when I explain the Third Noble Truth, then only they realize, yeah, suffering may not be. And enlightenment in the here and the now is possible. So that pristine beauty and wonders of life that you can live under the phase three of Dhamma, Pativeda, that part never explained, understand or not? True emptiness is wonderful existence, 真空妙有. After you have realized true emptiness, existence becomes wonderful, amazingly wonderful, beautiful. And that is the real teaching, understand or not? That's why to me, I never look back. The moment I heard the Four Noble Truths, my nature rejoiced, and I knew no need to search already. But who can summarize all this into the Four Noble Truths after his enlightenment? At that time, I also knew if I have awakened to this, I also cannot summarize it so well for you all. But to do this, you really need the full enlightenment of a Sammasambuddha. That's why this teaching is very unique. Okay? Joey, yeah,
so,
continue.
So
yeah.
From this approach, I'm sure the younger generation will find, will have the interest to study more
definitely.
Of the Dhamma.
Definitely, yeah. Yes. That's why I actually, at the seminar in Bangkok, when they invite me there in the year 2013, this book, I hope there are some more copies there. This book, very thin book. Success in Life via Meditation Following the Dhamma Way. I summarize the Four Noble Truth teaching, but in a very summarized way because I was given not much time. I think about slightly more than half an hour only to deliver this paper. So because of that, I have to summarize a lot of the thing there. But I cannot explain what I explained to you today. But this is a very good guide. You read this one, you will know the beauty